pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
This best ball draft and NFL free agency edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet 100 and get 100 at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. Save restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by our Final Four Watch Party, April 1st, 7:30 p.m. SGP will be at the Ice House in Los Angeles. Come hang out with the gang. All the info over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse.
Hey everybody, Joe Theismann here. You're listening to SGPN. So do this, let it ride.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kram?
Dog.
We can't be real. This has to. We've figured out cloning. We've taken Chat GPT and we've created some humans because our Vegas voice is gone.
Yes, voices have been healed, recharged
partially. I'm working on it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you, but my body got across the finish line and I got home and I just crashed hard as fuck.
Yeah, I did get a solid like 10 hours of sleep last night. Still not quite 100%.
But the kind of sleep here. You wake up drowsy still because it wasn't enough. Like I needed extra coffee this morning and I got a lot of sleep last night.
Yeah, we hit the wall. We bounced back.
We hit the wall. We jumped over the wall.
Jumped over the wall, as Ryan said, and then took a nap. We're going to be breaking down college basketball next couple of episodes. Crowbar and XFL episode in there, but perfect time to catch up with a little NFL best ball draft. Good way to hit on a ton of free agency stuff.
Yeah. Anything else? I mean, I would say really have to have a conversation with our commissioner, Mr. Goodell, about the timing of this free agent week.
Yeah, they really have to find a different week besides, you know, the first week of March Madness. It's like, what are you doing? You're going up against, you know, there's so much other action.
It's honestly the only week of the year that could probably draw my eyes away from the NFL. So, like, congrats. Like, I understand you want world domination, but not that week. Go any other week on the calendar, just not that week. All right.
All righty. Hey. Maybe you got some NFL futures you want to get down on, or of course, March Madness, college basketball. So many ways to win over at winbet.com. Download that Win Betting app. Of course, bet 100, get 100. Limited state availability. Even the XFL daily podcast we got you covered for the NBA. And like I said, tons of college basketball. So many ways to win over at WinBet, including live betting. AKA Win Build Your Own Bet, their version of the same game parlay. Head over to winbet.com or download that Win Betting app. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you're somebody who knows a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And reminder, not only do we have the Ice House show for Final Four, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse, but our Stadium Swim Masters watch party. You can actually win a 3-night stay at the Circa Las Vegas. Hang out with us there, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golf party. And if you don't win, you can still get a discount on the room if you use the promo code SGP15, but sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golf party, enter there. And yeah, maybe you have a chance to hang out with us at the Cabana, watch the Masters. It'll be a good time.
I mean, there may be some friend like SGPN friends and family in attendance too. So
yes,
I've heard rumors that cousin Mush may be there. Okay. I don't want to, there's a good chance he's also not there. So I don't want you to get excited about meeting cousin Mush, but, and others, but most importantly, there will be snorkeling.
There will be snorkeling. Kramer will do a little snorkeling in the Circa pool, and yeah, use that promo. You know, get the hotel room just in case you don't win the contest. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golf party and use that promo code SGP15.
Even better, Sean, get the hotel room, and even if you win the contest, you can then give away a room yourself and have your own contest.
I like that.
Or you can use it like our ball friend. If you're all caught up on the college basketball, our ball gentleman maybe would have used that room for redundancy, as he called it. All right.
So you can have some extra horse, whatever it is.
Should we hop into the streets?
Let's go.
All right. So let me just pull up the window. All right. We're still doing big board. What are we at? We're at 74.8% filled, Sean. So getting there. All right. I'm going to poke my head in. You ready to go, Sean?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, no. Three people. I'm still seeing three people. Sean, are you in?
Nope.
Oh, my God. Are you in? Should I get out?
I don't know. It says fetching the draft. Somehow my location services were turned off.
Are you in? Was that you?
I don't know, Ryan.
Well, should I leave?
I don't know. You tell me.
Exit. Can you exit?
Here's what it's doing.
Back out.
Okay. All right. That was fun.
That was riveting. I mean, that was almost like Mission Impossible, but for an underdog draft.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on with my location settings.
Oh, no. You're being blackballed. They're in on...
Feel free to vamp, Ryan.
I'm blown away.
You staring at me is not great. Well,
YouTube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast.
I'm trying to get my location services turned on well, so that we can do the draft again.
And I would imagine there will be some pretty drastic shifts in some ADP. Maybe some guys like Marcus Mariota no longer getting drafted because we know they're in a backup role. Maybe guys like Sam Darnold getting drafted.
Who is drafting Marcus Mariota?
Oh, I'm welcome back to the show. Sam Darnold, do you draft him now? Brock Purdy out for the season. I'm breaking that news right now.
Really?
Tommy John surgery in March. What month he could come back into end of December? Maybe
it's not looking good for our boy Brock. He is no longer Brock Hart. Even if he needs a sword vitality, get his third arm going.
So let's play the game. Let's say Trey Lance still sucks. Sam Darnold is the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, Sean.
Yeah.
I think
1-0 to do with him fantasy wise. I mean, would you put him in your fantasy draft? It's Sam Darnold.
I've thought about it more now
Brock
than ever.
Even Brock Purdy was like almost fantasy relevant, but even that, it wasn't like he was lighting it up.
I've put more consideration into adding, if I draft Trey Lance, I might also draft Sam Darnold at this point in the season.
I would say that's a horrible strategy.
Who's their starter? Trey Lance sucks.
Yeah, but Trey Lance runs the ball. I mean, that's why you would.
But what if Sam Darnold is like someone that Kyle Shanahan falls in love with? You know?
Yeah, that's fine.
Just like Jimmy G.
Yeah, just like Jimmy G. That's a great example. Jimmy G is his is his peak. Was Jimmy G ever good in fantasy?
But you at least have it one. You at least have a draft where you took a bunch of Niners.
All right. I'm in. All right. So hop in.
Wow. All right. Kick down that door. All right. We got 8 spots. If you are in the chat.
No one's in the chat. No, this is a horrible time to do the show. Everyone's watching right. March Madness, right?
Yeah. Got shit to do.
All right. Who are you looking to draft, Ryan?
I don't know.
All right. Are you going to draft? Are you still going to draft Marcus Mariota?
I was watching March Madness. Yeah, I will. Hopefully, I have a different pick so I can do something different than I've done in the past. Have not taken any. I haven't taken any premier quarterbacks yet. So maybe that's what I do today.
I feel like you always say this, that you're going to take.
And I end up with shitty quarterbacks. So yeah. I have to set a goal. So maybe this is the one where I draft a nice elite receiver who pairs well with an elite quarterback. And I reach. The problem is you have to reach for these fucking guys. And it's hard to reach for the guys who don't run. And if I'm taking the guys who run, I guess I want Josh Allen. Mm.
No thanks.
Obviously you're going to say Jalen Hurts, but if Jalen Hurts is off the table, who's the guy? Is it Justin Fields?
Oh yeah, I mean Justin Fields. I think you can still get at a pretty deep discount here. They just got DJ Moore. I think that's going to make their offense way more dynamic.
I mean, I certainly think. I mean, I just took a team with Justin Fields, but no DJ Moore, unfortunately. But DJ Moore has been pretty good with really bad quarterbacks. So even if Justin Fields is a really bad quarterback ceiling, he's still probably going to be better with DJ Moore.
Yeah, and again, I don't even know if he's going to be great throwing the football. He's just an amazing runner who racks up a shit ton of rushing yards, which is how you win fantasy football.
Yeah. And I think
he's right now he's the fourth quarterback drafted ADP. I think that makes sense.
I do think you have to at least acknowledge that their defense has to get better, which part of the reason Fields was able to put up all these points was the defense was tremendously bad and teams were able to put up a lot of points after they sold all their players, of course. So maybe if they improve on defense, they take a step back there, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, as much as I don't think Justin Fields is going to be a successful NFL quarterback, I do think he's an upgraded quarterback in fantasy this year. Dak Prescott, where are we putting him with all his new weapon Brandon Cooks in town?
Yeah, still not moving the needle. I mean, the ADP rankings are hilarious. They have Deshaun Watson above Dak Prescott. What did you see out of Deshaun Watson last year that would have you drafting him over Dak Prescott, even as a guy who doesn't like Dak Prescott? I mean, Tua
would you draft
is below both those guys. I think that's crazy.
Are you going to draft Deshaun Watson?
Me?
Yeah, like, is he someone that you're going to draft?
No.
No circumstance are you drafting him.
Oh, sure. If he's like comically far down the list, but people will draft him and talk themselves into like, oh, he's just a little rusty. He looked horrific.
A little rusty.
He looked really, really bad. There was nothing I saw out of Deshaun Watson that had any like, you know, scrap of,
he looked like a guy that maybe like, he didn't strike me as a guy that the teammates were playing harder for.
No, and who do they have receivers wise that Amari Cooper's are going to help a good receiver. Elevate him?
I like Peoples Jones. I honestly don't mind their receiving core. I don't mind their offense at all. For me, it's Deshaun Watson and Stefanski that's holding back that offense. I mean, I think Amari Cooper is still a solid receiver. I think Donovan Peoples Jones is an interesting upside pick. One spot left. I honestly like that. That to me is even more so why I think Deshaun Watson's bad, because I think he came into a great situation. I think there's a lot of quarterbacks in the league that would have loved to come into that situation. No take on the Browns offense.
Me?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I just gave you my take.
Okay. I was giving you I was just saying, you said they didn't really have weapons. I laid out all the weapons.
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't think any of those guys are going to make Deshaun Watson better. I don't think they're fine, but Deshaun Watson really sucks. 230 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions, 169 yards, 135 yards, 161 yards, 276, 131. I don't think he's really good. And I don't think you listed off those guys. Yeah, Donovan Peoples-Jones is okay. Amari Cooper is okay. I don't think they're making Deshaun Watson better.
I guess you could argue they're making him better because he's so bad. I mean, and when Njoku does some crazy athletic thing,
it's I don't think anything's changing from last year. What I saw of Deshaun Watson,
I think those guys are gonna. We're agreeing. I'm just saying it's part of the reason I weigh him so low. I think there's guys that can be productive in that offense even though he sucks. How about I'll phrase it that way. Like those guys can be productive even if Watson isn't.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to have many Cleveland fantasy.
Like Njoku could end up being a top five tight end very easily. And that wouldn't even surprise you.
I would be surprised
really?
If he was a top five tight end. Yeah. Mm. Top five?
Yeah. I mean, they're not that far away. They're like a sane play caller and a quarterback to make the right decision quickly. Now that's what Watson wasn't doing last year. So he would have to take that step forward.
Yeah,
I'm also not.
I don't.
I'm also
see
not
anything.
Drafting him. All right, the draft is live. In case you didn't see, Sean, I have the 3 pick. You have the 6th pick. Well, let me see. Am I on the clock? Yes. Oh, all right. So I haven't done Jamar Chase yet. So here we go.
David Njoku right now 10th ADP.
10th tight end.
Yeah.
And I'm saying like, I think the way that he played at times last year makes me, I would be optimistic on his ceiling. So he would probably be a tight end that I'll end up targeting.
Yeah. I'm not drafting him at all. So you got Jamar Chase. I'm taking Jalen Hurts. Although maybe
with the 6th pick.
Yeah. Why not?
Oh my goodness. Is that when we're supposed to take quarterbacks now? What are you doing?
No, I want Jalen Hurts. Fuck it.
Oh my god. They're gonna investigate this draft now, dude.
What are they gonna investigate?
We win? They're gonna wonder why someone took Jalen Hurts in the first round.
Oh, AJ Brown went 9. That sucks. To build around Devonta Smith. Dallas Goedert.
Changes the build.
All right, so are you going to try and get Joe Burrow, Ryan, or are you going to go shitty quarterbacks again?
Well, I'm like a good front office. I'm going to try to get the stack, but I'm not going to break my team to get the stack.
Do you think Saquon Barkley plays for the Giants this year?
Do you have any sort of information as to why he wouldn't?
Oh, he might hold out if he's on the.
Okay, I'll take that bet.
No, I didn't. I was just
0%, 0% chance Barkley doesn't play.
Okay.
I mean, if you were a running back and you looked around the room and you saw what they were getting paid, probably going to fire your agent for not taking that deal the Giants offered reportedly back during the bye week. But also, like, did you see what happened to Le'Veon Bell when he sat out? Barkley understands his value as being on the field and being someone that can be sold off the field. Being in the New York media.
Austin Eckler just got drafted there, top of the second round. That's interesting. Where? Because
wait, Sean, look, that he was only the second running back too. Look at that.
Yeah, that's interesting because he's someone that. Yeah, I don't know. Like, is he as good if he's not on that Chargers offense? I don't know.
Well, it could be the Bengals offense.
Yeah.
So if he went to the Bengals, would he be an upgrade? Downgrade. It wasn't like he played a ton of snaps. Obviously, the
but also
receiving
like
he's
yeah. They would have to use him in the receiving game a ton, and I don't know if I don't. Yeah, I. You think Cincinnati would him in?
That was rumored to be one of the teams that his agents were talking to. Hmm.
I just don't see Cincinnati spending a bunch of money on a running back, considering they got to pay Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and Joe Burrow.
Agreed. Also just trying to win the Super Bowl. I mean, like you're thinking ahead like a lot of the internet likes to do, but like honestly.
No, but they were talking about, oh, they should trade T. Higgins because they're so screwed with the cap. I just don't think they're going to trade for Austin Eckler if they don't have if they're barely getting by money wise.
I mean, it seems like the ultimate Chiefs move. If we're just gonna assign the Chiefs as a destination for everyone. All right. Interesting. Pat Mahomes goes. I'm on the clock.
I got Jalen Hurts and Devonta Smith so far.
And I think I just continue down the. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I might have already done this, but I'm going to do it anyway. T. Higgins.
So now, are you worried you're not going to get Joe Burrow? You should probably get him though.
I mean, I feel like I'm going to have to reach for him. This is the part that sucks. Like I can't risk letting him drop to me in the fourth round, right?
Yeah, I mean, your next pick is 3-3. You got to take him. Josh Allen gone.
I don't have to take him.
Oh, okay.
I think it might be a good move if I want to secure the situation. But isn't there a version of this where he makes it back to me?
Yeah, there is. There's also a version where he doesn't.
Yeah, because this is ridiculous.
Derrick Henry still available?
I can't not take Derrick Henry in the third Derrick round. Henry. I mean, Sean, would you come on? I understand that running backs are devalued, but like, come on, where's he going? Where's Derrick Henry play this year, Sean?
It's a great question. I don't know what the market is for him either. All right, what am I going to do?
He's kind of an outlier as a running back. Like, if you were a team, who would you be more interested in? Eckler, right? So if there's no market for Eckler, how could there be a market for Derrick Henry? Which means he's just going to play on Tennessee, and they're going to run him a shit ton of times, and he's going to be a valuable fantasy asset. Seems like a simple formula.
I took DeAndre Hopkins. Didn't really feel great about it.
Patriots, huh? You like the Mac Jones situation? Sounds like that's going to be.
Well, we don't know where he's going to end up.
Sounds like New England.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm you know peeking in the tabloids. Don't want to make anything up, but
the Patriots did just sign Mike Gesicki. That's kind of an interesting signing for them. Although I don't know, their passing game just didn't get anything done.
Mike Gesicki. Well, here's a hot take: Mike Gesicki not going to be a Belichick guy when he doesn't block. How is Belichick going to be into that shit?
I don't see that.
That doesn't make any sense.
The guy that's interesting to me fantasy wise is either Damian Harris, or Pierre Strong on like a super long. Oh, shot.
Pierre Strong is a Belichick guy, right?
Yeah, he's a guy who's going to see a bunch of carries.
He's also got a great name.
Hey, speaking of great opportunities here, Sword Vitality. Oh man, unsheath your sword. You're probably getting excited for the NFL draft. Getting excited for March Madness here. And the best way to stay excited is, of course, with Sword Vitality. Increase blood flow, help you thrive as a man in the bedroom. Sword Vitality can even increase your stamina. Don't take some shady gas station pills. Go to swordvitality.com right now. Use that promo code SGPN. Get a nice discount. And again, you don't have to be ashamed. It's really, again, think it. If you had any other medical problem, would you just completely ignore it? No. What are you thinking? You got to get going with Sword Vitality. You already do the manscaping, but do you take care of the plumbing? You should. Over at swordvitality.com, promo code SGPN. Unsheath your sword. Swordvitality.com, promo code SGPN.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, and someone had to ruin my fun, Sean. They went and did it for no good reason. Took Joe Burrow.
Yeah, you weren't getting Joe Burrow back. That's why I was trying to convince you.
All right. Now I guess I'm gonna have to do it a different way.
now you have Derrick Henry as your quarterback.
That would actually be. I mean, all right. How does this go wrong? Just hike it to Derrick Henry every time. Lamar Jackson. Any update on your opinion of what's going to happen there?
Yeah, I don't know. It does seem like he'll probably end up back on the Ravens unless he really doesn't want to play basketball.
He really needs to hire an agent.
Yes.
It's starting to be one of those things where I feel bad for him.
Why would he not hire an agent?
I get not wanting to give someone a bunch of money, but he's going to earn that money. Cause right now you're not getting the money. I don't know. Like Lamar is going to get franchised 2 years in a row. That's my prediction. Unless he hires an agent.
Speaking of Lamar, I'm going to take him.
Oh wow!
Got me two quarterbacks early.
Oh, this is interesting. Can you play one in the flex?
I don't mind two top tier quarterbacks, both running. Hurts the rest of the league.
Oh wow! Hurts the rest of the league.
Oh, who do you have? Who's your quarterback, Ryan?
I don't have a quarterback yet.
I thought you were going to take a good quarterback this time.
I don't have a quarterback.
Oh, okay. Well, now you're missing out.
I guess. I'm debating where I'm going to go now. This will open up the opportunity. I'm debating between Hockenson and Michael Pittman and Drake London, Sean. You know what? I haven't taken Hockenson yet. Like the volume he was seeing.
What do we think of Jamal Williams now on the Saints? Do we still like Jamal Williams?
Jamal Williams down there. That dance isn't explicit down in Nollins.
and they still have Alvin Kamara, but really, like, how much action is he going to see?
And then
the Lions signed David Montgomery, which is insane. Like, why are you paying money for?
They hate Swift.
Yeah. I get it, but it doesn't seem to be reflected in people's draft. Like DeAndre Swift is still pretty high.
Oh, I'm back on the clock. Oh wow, I'm still able to get one of the guys I was debating. So let's go. I mean, Michael Pittman, another guy who has performed well with horrible quarterbacking. So buying into him, his stock with a potentially fresh look everywhere, including offensive coordinator, just. Continuing to pile up the pass catcher, just alphas, only alphas on my team. One running back, three receivers, one tight end. Sean, where are you at?
Two quarterbacks, three receivers. Got Chris Godwin going.
I need to phone Colby to understand what formation this is. I guess Lamar is a running back.
Mm-hmm.
He should have multi-position eligibility. That's the future of fantasy.
Your boy David Njoku is still available, Ryan.
Well, of course. But I already have a tight end in this.
Are you saving for a Jimmy G stack? I know you were big on Jimmy G going to the Raiders there.
Jimmy G is hilarious, by the way. Like just him at his press conference, that was nothing to do with football and everything to do with putting himself out there to the women of Las Vegas. Jimmy G is going to do well on and off the field. I don't mind him. I mean, if I'm playing garbage quarterback game, he at least has some receivers you can pair with nicely.
So how many shares of Jimmy G do you think you'll have?
I'll have a couple. Like draft day, I'll have one Jimmy G.
So Ryan, when are you going to be drafting your boy Darren Waller? We haven't even really done a full discussion of Darren Waller.
I mean, obviously love drafting him with Dan Jones in a stack. and just in general. He's an alpha that, you know, obviously he's got to stay healthy, but you know, we my ear might've ran into some inside information about the lack of a positive relationship between Mr. Waller and Mr. McDaniels. And perhaps the performance, at least last year, was maybe had some relation to the coach being a stubborn mule Belichick disciple. I don't know. I'm optimistic. I think it's a great move. I think if you told me Tony for Waller and a sixth round pick, I would be like, all right, so that's an awesome way to gamble. And maybe you pull out with an alpha receiver who's big as fuck and can run like a majestic horse galloping through a pasture, scoring fucking touchdowns. So
you like Darren Waller?
I like the position. I like the contract, and I like the upside. I think there's a chance he's heavily injured, and I think there's a chance that a lot of what happened last year was nothing to do with him on the football field. And so his upside is he's 6'6", can run like the wind, and provide a weapon to the Giants they have not had in a very long time, if not ever.
Yeah, I
need to write a poem.
I think he had Darren Waller. I think he had one good year and just hasn't done much since then. Struggles to
uneducated
stay on the field.
Take. He had two good years, and then he had a year where he was banged up, and then McDaniels came in. That's the reality.
Okay,
he had like substance abuse issues early in his career that most people have heard the story that he's recovered from, and it's allowed. You know, obviously this is a guy living in the moment, and he's stoked to be in New York and stoked to be in an offense that isn't Josh McDaniels. So I love the idea of someone with something to prove who has a very high upside.
If you signed him as a free agent, I would be fine with it, but I wouldn't be giving up picks for a guy like Darren Waller, right? Especially at where the Giants are. I think you need to build like a young core. So I would have used that pick to draft like a young tight end versus taking a shot on a vet.
Oh, okay. I mean, the contract is what makes it very interesting. Obviously, if it pays off, you love it, and you're paying a number one receiver a pretty discounted price. And if it doesn't work out, you can just get rid of him. And so, yeah, I guess maybe you find a stud that looks like Darren Waller in the third round of a draft, or maybe you take a stab on something more established. I don't mind the move because of the lack of risk it comes with.
I guess to me, it's just you're giving up an asset for that's washed up.
You don't mean this. It's a compensatory pick at the end of the third round. What's the hit rate on that being some type of potential superstar that has the ability to lead the receiving out of the tight end position like Darren Waller did a couple of years ago?
Oh, I mean, all right.
So I understand you're just going to hate the move, but you sound like a spreadsheet nerd coming here talking about assets. Come on.
I was not high on Darren Waller. I mean, the Paris Campbell thing, I think that makes sense as far as like a vet you're taking a risk on and you're not giving up much to get it.
Yeah. And so does bringing in your number one receiver in a depleted wide receiver free agent year through a guy like Darren Waller that was available at a very cheap price. Again, a pick you got for a piece of trash Kadarius Toney that you were throwing out of the window
Kadarius
anyway.
But Kadarius Toney was good. Kadarius Toney wasn't a good player. He just
Didn't fit just strong, tough, defendable. Sean, get him the fuck out.
He just couldn't coach him
out. I think your problem is you don't value culture enough.
What the fuck are you talking
when
about?
I think this is a great move. I think this is a great culture move. I think Darren Waller just goes here in the seventh round. This is way earlier than we've been seeing him go. And so upgrade moving to the Giants. And I think you are grasping at straws when you try to say it was a bad move because the Giants should have kept that compensatory pick. It's a better asset because there's not much risk to it. And there's a clear ceiling. We've seen it. I mean, we can wager on Darren Waller props this year.
Oh, I'm in. I would love.
I love your confidence.
I love fading.
What's your favorite category? Receptions, yards, touchdowns.
Receptions, because you have to be out there for a number of games, and you have to get a number of completions from Daniel Jones. So
you're scared about his A-dot. Sounds to me like you're scared about his A-dot.
Average depth of target?
No. I'm just saying, like, if you're saying that, you're worried he might have some big explosive games where he's eating up those yards.
I wouldn't be surprised if he has a couple games, but I would be surprised if, like you said, he's going to lead the league in receiving.
I think he'll obviously be in my portfolio of bets.
what him to lead the league in receiving yards? 100 to 1, 150.
I think he has a chance to. He's one of the few guys that could be like a Travis Kelce like and be their number one receiver. Like, that's the statement I would make. He could very well lead the Giants in receiving, which would make him a number one receiver.
Oh, okay.
And which would make him, yeah, if you're asking me the odds that I would want to bet on him to lead the league.
Oh, he could lead the Giants, sure. I thought when you said number one receiver in the league, I thought you talked about like him actually having the most receiving yards at the tight end position, or, you know, lead the Giants. Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
I also think, like I said, he'll be a fun future to lead the league in receiving. All right, I'm going to.
Wait, so do you think he's going to. You think he's going to be in the mix there?
If he is the number one receiver on the Giants by the time we get through the draft, I think there is a version of the Giants where he is the guy that flirts with heavy yardage games every game, and which would make him the guy on the Giants that I would want to bet on to lead the league in receiving. Yes.
Okay. Kramer just drafted Daniel Jones. Even without his number one receiver, you're still drafting him.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's completely fine. He uses his legs. He's like a much cheaper version of Justin Fields at this point in fantasy.
All right, so here's who I got. Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Khalil Herbert, Devonta Smith, DeAndre Hopkins, Chris Godwin, Rashad Bateman, Dallas Goedert. How's your team looking, Ryan?
Good. Let me make my pick, and we can play this game of talking about it.
Play this game of talking about it? What are you talking about?
I'm just trying to think on my pick.
Oh, okay.
Stalling while we think on my pick. All right. One of the guys who has been rumored to be drafted by the Giants. We'll see how it goes, but I'm gonna take a stab at what the fuck?
Tyler Allgeier, Ryan. He's not gonna get drafted by the Giants.
That wasn't who I was trying to. My cue failed me.
Now you're blaming the product. You're rattled, Ryan.
No, I mean, I he was in my queue as well, but I was going to draft a receiver.
I mean, we've gotten this far without even bringing up Rashad Penny, the ultimate best ball guy. He's a guy you take a shot on as a vet. Don't give any picks up for him, and $600,000 guaranteed. That's the ultimate massive upshot. I'm gonna get a little Rashad Penny. I mean, he's a guy that can win you a best ball league, right?
Yeah, I mean, just so as long as we're aware that you. You couldn't be further from like a obvious homer right now. People are going to get mad at you for these homer takes.
You don't think Rashad Penny's a good best ball?
They're just lazy takes. Eagles move good, Giants move bad. Assets.
No, I
compensatory.
I don't think signing Darren Waller. All right, so I don't think signing Darren Waller is a good move. I think the fact that he was cheap was because he's not performing.
Okay. He wanted out of Las Vegas. It almost got done last year. Giants got a discount because they didn't get it done last year. That's cool.
Okay. What do you think of the Rashad Penny signing? Since you're completely unbiased,
I think it's fine. Oh, it's horrible. He hasn't been healthy one single year in his career.
Well, Ryan, you realize
I think it's a good move.
You're paying Darren Waller way more than Rashad Penny. I can be objective.
I think it was a good move. I have no problem with signing Rashad Penny. The upside's there, but his injury track record has been worse than Darren Waller's. And so it's exactly what you should be paying for a guy like that. I think it fits with what they've been doing lately. I mean, I guess the question is, do you expect, like, assuming he does miss games, is Gainwell able to be the lead guy? Probably.
Yeah. Gainwell, Boston Scott. I still think they might draft a running back as well.
The Boston Scott becomes an interesting. To me, the Rashad Penny signing doesn't make me want to draft Rashad Penny. It makes me want to draft Boston Scott. Because I know Rashad Penny's going to get hurt. because he has every year. And Boston Scott always looks good in the offense. Well, maybe that's only because I'm watching him shred the Giants, but Boston Scott looks okay. The question just becomes, can any of the guys they have be durable?
Miles Sanders just went. He, of course, is now on the Panthers. I don't mind that as a destination him. You know, I mean, whoever they have at quarterback, it feels like they're going to want to get the running game going. Deonta Foreman no longer on the Panthers. Like I could see him getting a decent workload. He's had issues staying healthy as well. And he doesn't, it'll be interesting to see like what they use, if they end up using him in the receiving game at all.
You don't think it's relevant that Reich went and got him?
No, I mean, that's probably a good sign for his usage, because Reich knows, obviously has some experience with him. Not a ton, but.
Did they only overlap for a season?
Actually, you know what? I don't think they overlapped at all.
Okay.
I'll double check, because he wasn't on the Super Bowl team, and that was Reich's last year. All right, I'm on the clock here. Feels like I could use some running backs. I don't know. KJ Osborne, do we like him now that no Adam Thielen?
He's another guy where like he's always been intriguing. He just seems to find his way into injury.
Yeah. Taking a shot on Tyler Boyd.
Tyler Boyd's going to be your dude this year. I feel like you've drafted him on every team. Just professional wide receiver, Tyler Boyd.
He's in a good offense and he always gets a shit ton of catches. Maybe he's not the best ball guy.
Yeah. I mean, again, he certainly, you know, he's an interesting like kind of dual handcuff. If you had both Higgins and Chase like I do. All right, I'm back on the clock. Where are we at in this thing? All right, so the guy that I was going to draft is still there. I think, you know what? Give me Josh Palmer. Wait, no, I can't do that. Give me Hyatt, rookie. He was the guy in my queue I was trying to take last time.
Breaking news, Zeke Ryan still available on the board.
Does he play football?
Zeke has no home in the NFL.
Who's more likely to play football this year?
That's a great question.
Zeke or Kenny Galladay?
Wow, man. Kenny Galladay said he wants to play on the team. Kenny Galladay was out there, pancake blocking guys. Seemed like he had a little.
Odell begging the Giants to come back, saying he didn't really want.
Dude, the Odell stuff is so crazy. I felt like a month out of my life was spent on where Odell is going to go in the regular season. He didn't go anywhere. He's still hurt. Why do we have to keep dragging on the Odell thing? It's crazy.
Some story came out where he wanted 20 mil and he like tweeted about it saying like, I didn't want 20 mil, but four ain't enough. Cause that was what reported what Joe Shane and the Giants offered him. And so he's begging to come back to the Giants, Sean. He misses the kicking net.
They had a great thing going.
So I just ripped off Jalen Hyatt and Josh Downs, a couple rookies. So my team so far, Dan Jones, Derrick Henry, David Montgomery, Miles Sanders, Tyler Allgeier, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Michael Pittman. I mean, we didn't talk about it, but doesn't David Montgomery score a metric fuck ton of touchdowns on this team? I mean, Jamal, in theory, he's let's say he's just the same thing as Jamal Williams.
Yeah, to me, David Montgomery, I'll be in or out depending on when people are drafting him. Like if he's getting any sort of hype, I think I'm probably out.
Where did I take him?
He's been banged up a bunch over the years as well. And they do have DeAndre Swift still, even though they hate him.
You have to have a little bit of exposure to him, right?
I just drafted AJ Dillon. The thought there is just it could be a real crapshoot in Green Bay.
So last year, Aaron Jones was like a second round guy, third round guy. AJ Dillon was a sixth round guy. Now, Aaron Jones is a sixth round guy. AJ Dillon is an 11th, 12th round guy.
I know. AJ Dillon in this offense, especially, I mean, again, assuming Aaron Rodgers that. Like everyone thinks is going to that trade's going to happen. He's not going to be there. Doesn't it create some touchdown opportunity for AJ Dillon, guys near the goal line?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't quite seen why he was a second round pick. In terms of like, yeah, I get it. He's a big guy, but He's not like when you watch him run, you don't see Derrick Henry.
No. I mean, he does.
You don't
have,
see Adrian Peterson.
He's great when the in preseason. He's great getting hype because he's giant quads in his mesh shorts.
You don't see friend of the program Brandon Jacobs. You don't see a man that's running with that kind of power, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he could be maybe he's one of those running backs that needs 25 carries. He's old school. He gets better as he wears him down. And maybe it's as simple as that. And maybe they'll turn into an. I mean, we've always known that LaFleur wants to run the ball more, but he has Aaron Rodgers. Like, what if they just take a drastic shift in their offensive philosophy?
Where's Kareem Hunt going to land? How does that guy not have a team yet? Oh, he just literally got drafted right
before
me.
Spoke him into existence. I don't know. I feel like we might need to be careful about Kareem Hunt this year. He might be at a point where our love of him is maybe becoming more reminiscent than anything.
I'm rolling the dice on Elijah Mitchell. I have not released for 2023 season my prediction as to whether or not Christian McCaffrey is going to get injured.
Well,
I'm on a 2-0 run. I said last year he would not miss a game. Didn't miss a game. Year before that, I said he would not play an entire season. Nailed both those predictions. So I have not released it, but Elijah excited Mitchell in that offense.
Excited to hear.
Stay tuned.
Oh boy. What round are we in here? The 12th?
Man, this team's all over the place.
Yeah, me too. It's because I'm watching this game.
Juwan Johnson, I also like. They just gave him some money down in New Orleans. He's pretty fun. You know what else I like though, Ryan? Talkify. That's right. Talkify is back. That's right. Talkify new. SGPN is the perfect place for a good match for these reads. But also a great match if you're looking to meet your match. Again, dating, those first dates can be, just real tough as far as like getting, there's so many red flags, people you're not going to be interested in. And then as soon as you get there, the date's a disaster. And you're like, oh man, what is this? Why did I even waste my time? Let Talkify do the heavy lifting. Again, Talkify, they're matchmakers. So they meet with you. They learn about like, hey, what do you like? What do you not like? Hey, let's meet you up. They do the background checks, the video interviews. They ask all the tough, awkward questions that you maybe would have to ask on a first date. And then they match you up. And that's why they are hitting. This is a crazy trend. They're hitting at 80%. That's right. 80% of their clients meet their person within the first 12 matches. Are you kidding me? Hell of a run for Talkify. They're offering our listeners 20% off when you become a client at Talkify.com/SGPN. That's TAWKIFY.com/SGPN for 20% off when you become a client. Talkify.com/SGPN. Zeke has been drafted, Ryan. Talking end of the 12th. You just drafted Samaje Perine, huh?
I love this pick. I know we were talking up Latavius Murray, but I think think about what Peyton has always had. What has Peyton always had on his team? Does Perine not just resemble Alvin Kamara in that offense?
Yeah.
That's the play here.
I guess it's just you're also investing in the Broncos offense, which whatever. I mean, he's in the beginning of the 13th round.
And also Peyton, even when his teams weren't good, his offense were good.
That's true. And kind of interesting to see what the Javonte Williams role is.
Well,
what
if he's
happens
healthy,
there. Yeah. How healthy is he?
I just think if Perine is the Kamara role, like think about what that creates from a best ball floor.
I'm trying to think though, too, like did Russ ever have a running back he threw a bunch to?
No, but he's never had Sean Payton as his coach.
No, I know. It's
Sean Payton's offense. It revolves around like taking advantage of the defense's weaknesses. And one of the easiest ways to do that is to attack them through the air with the running back and the tight end. And if you think about Sean Payton's teams, he's always had unique weapons at both those positions.
I just took Damian Harris here. Free agent right now. Be interesting to see where he lands up, but he's a guy that ran hard and you could see he would be a guy that could be a fun, like to lead the league in rushing touchdowns in the same way that Jamal Williams Won last year, I think, at like 100-1. He could be a fun guy if, you know, depending on where he lands, the situation, but he could be a fun long shot for rushing touchdowns.
So we haven't talked about the rookie quarterbacks. Bryce Young just good. Yeah. I mean, the ability that we're talking people into existence.
Speak it.
But do you have any, like, what's your latest take on the quarterbacks? I know so much matters with the team, but like, if you had to make that, you know, guy to have the most fantasy production year one between the big four, and I'll let you include Stenson Bennett if you want to. I mean, we joke, but that dude's going to have a longer career than AR-15. So is it Anthony Richardson, Will Levis, Bryce Young, CJ Stroud? Who's the guy?
I guess as far as like a safe pick, I would probably go Bryce Young.
No, just who's most fantasy points?
No. I'm saying like the safe play would be Bryce Young, but you could, if Anthony Richardson was like a decent dog, you could talk me into it just because of his insane speed and running ability. And yeah, he just goes nuts running all over the place. Doesn't have a great season, but still ends up putting like decent fantasy numbers.
Yeah.
Like if he starts all 17 games, he might get there just because of how much he seems like a guy who would just tuck it and run almost every time.
I'm getting, do you think, see, I am, it seems more and more likely that he's going to potentially go number one, right?
Yeah.
So if that's the case, I don't know if Reich's going to want him to do the Justin Fields thing.
Who?
Wait,
you're talking about Bryce Young or Anthony Richardson?
Richardson.
No, it seems like Bryce Young's the number one.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Let's pull up the latest odds. But I thought it was like, I just saw Adam Schefter tweet out something very similar.
That's interesting to me. I had read something about comments that Reich had made about Anthony Richardson.
So right now, I didn't look at the latest updated odds. CJ Stroud -225. Bryce Young +235, Richardson +350. So it still seems like there's some doubt, even though Carolina traded up for the pick. You think the news would kind of already gotten leaked out, but the fact that there's still some debate there.
I don't think they know. I think it's legitimately true that they might trade the pick, which will leave us all fucking baffled. Well, that was the other.
That's why it is kind of crazy. I don't understand how you could trade all those picks and DJ Moore if you didn't know the guy. It's like the Shanahan thing again. If you don't know who the guy is, then it's not worth trading all that shit for.
I agreed. I mean, it's the same scenario. So Juwan Johnson went right before.
Damn it.
Taysom Hill.
He was in my queue.
Would you take him before Taysom Hill? Never, right?
Oh, I kind of like Juwan Johnson, and they just paid him. So for me, that's one of those like, oh, hey, follow the money things.
I'm drafting Taysom Hill every time in this round.
Yeah,
as a backup, it's just like an insane way to have a backup tight end.
Like, yeah,
he's gonna score. How many touchdowns does he score?
He does score a ton of tight ends.
How many other tight ends down here would you put ahead of him head to head touchdowns next year?
But they list him as a tight end, right?
No, I know. So while we're drafting here,
but passing touchdowns still count for him, right?
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, he's definitely up, especially in best ball, because they'll have like two random good games a year where he does like a shit ton.
Adam Thielen just got drafted. You want to speculate on where he might go? Do we care? We saw him at the Super Bowl.
Yep.
He seemed confident they would figure out a way to make it work. Seems like they didn't figure out a way to make it work. He's a Minnesota guy, went to school at Division II Minnesota State, has lived there, I think, believe his entire life. So it's a pure mercenary thing.
So you're saying, is there another football team in Minnesota he can go to?
No, it's a pure mercenary move for him.
Yeah.
Where could he go?
Oh, I don't know.
Join Mr. Jimmy G in Las Vegas.
Yeah, something like that. Devontae Adams. Or you know, I could randomly even see the Eagles taking a shot at him.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, I think he goes to a contender where like they need a fourth or fifth receiver as a vet. And I'm trying to think of other teams. Yeah, maybe the Bills. But again, they got McKenzie. They have Shakir. I don't know. I think the Eagles, I'll say this, Quez Watkins won't be the third receiver, I don't think, for the Eagles starting the season. So I think they'll take a shot on a draft pick. But if they don't find someone they like that they can trust at the three spot, I wouldn't be surprised if a guy like Thielen came in. But I think they want some speed in that third spot.
Someone in the chat, Henry in the chat, saying the Rams. Yeah. That's a very McVay. Think about it. Skowronek.
Although the Rams were trading for some draft picks. So all of a sudden, maybe they're changing their tune.
Sean, this is McVay's dream formation. You have Higbee, Thielen, Skowronek, and Cooper Kupp. How could you tell them apart? Four white guys out there?
Bunch of tryhards.
Oh, my goodness.
Updated. I did take Isaiah Likely as my second tight end to pair with Lamar Jackson.
When I saw that he was drafted, I figured it was you. Well, this show's hot on Isaiah Likely.
Well, I think this year might be a good year for him. Second year in the system. Did pretty good job as a rookie.
Oh, when he had his games, he looked excellent. You could see how this dude's going to be a star. Oh, so, and by the way, shout out to March Madness that's happening as we speak. Mr. Izzo, gonna give us a little on air sweat, I think. And speaking of those tight ends, Sean, Trey McBride, another second year guy, gets drafted. Not sure who his quarterback's gonna be.
Yeah, you could talk me into Trey McBride, but Zach Ertz is still kicking around.
You think Zach Ertz is still productive? He's a dad now. He's dealing with that kind of situation.
Just drafted Pierre Strong. Wanted to get him on the team here.
Oh, this is just a team full of Sean's guys.
Yeah, I'd say so. Michael Carter was also in the queue. I don't think I've taken many rookies so far. Could probably use a couple more receivers. It's probably what I'll use to close out. I got two quarterbacks, two top tier quarterbacks, six running backs, six receivers, two tight ends. I don't even know if I need a third tight end. I don't know. I think I'm just going to go receiver running back here on out. How about you, Ryan? Did you draft a quarterback?
Yeah. And in fact, I'm drafting my third one, Sam Howell, CJ Stroud, Dan Jones. Oh, I like that. I like the upside there. I mean, you got Sam Howell could be the starting quarterback with a Bieniemy offense.
Yeah.
With receiver talent. CJ Stroud, we started getting into it, but my argument was going to be that CJ Stroud is either going to go to Indy or Carolina. Both places, he will have no competition to start and a healthy environment. So to me, I think CJ Stroud's the guy to bet on. If I'm putting hard-earned money on which guy has the most points year one, I think it's CJ Stroud.
What's up with what's the latest with Michael Carter?
He's still on the team.
Yeah. I mean, did he was there an injury late that I wasn't trying to think?
No, I think you have competition. And by the way, I just stacked Daniel Jones with his true number one receiver. I don't know why Hodgins is going over him. Right now, I mean, they brought back Slayton because he's DJ's guy. Slayton's going to be the number one guy, and he's the deep threat. So he should not be going after Hodgins or Wandell Robinson, in my opinion.
Robert Woods signing with the Texans. I mean, he's a guy that
really, I mean, love Robert Woods. Really have, I mean, if this is just purely he's a smart vet who's like, I'm going to go live in Texas for a couple of years, not pay taxes on this night fat contract and help some young kid develop into a quarterback.
He might get you like four touchdowns.
Robert Woods blocks.
Yeah, I could just see him getting a decent number of targets considering they lost Brandon Cooks, you know, considering everything else that's going on in Houston. I don't know. He's a 17th round pick for a reason, but oh, Ryan, what about Joshua Kelly? What if the What if the trade goes down for Austin Eckler? Where's Josh Kelly in that mix?
Can he stay healthy? He couldn't stay healthy as like the, I mean, Eckler literally wanted him to play more and he got hurt. I mean, he certainly would be the guy who would get the first crack at it. And by the way, like who is
Andrew Robb checking in on the YouTube chat. Hal is a great pick.
Thank you.
Great is capitalized. Of course, Andrew Robb, a Commanders football Redskins team.
I appreciate that compliment, Andrew.
Making Bacon checking in from New Zealand.
Oh shit.
What's happening, bro? Man? He wants to know about Kyle Pitts. Where are we at? Are you officially in on Kyle Pitts this year, Ryan? We made the mistake of drafting Kyle Pitts in our one league.
I think, and we just had some dinner in Vegas with the Don of Kyle Pitts Mafia, yes. Dalton Cates. And I mean, I think you have to be in on him at his new draft position. The offense is only going to mature. I'm in on Drake London, so I think I have to be in on Kyle Pitts as well. But he's not a first round pick or a second round pick this year. He's going to be, where did he go in our draft, Sean?
Let's see.
Find him on the board. Well, I guess I can scroll up here for us. Dalton Schultz going in the 10th round is interesting. Speaking of free agency. All right, he went in the 6th round right before Dallas Goedert. And that, so it went George Kittle and then Kyle Pitts, then Dallas Goedert, then Darren Waller and Evan Ingram the next round. To me, that's probably a fair tier. Like I would say probably Kittle is the end of the top tier. And then you have Goedert. You have all these other guys that have the upside of being the number one receiver on their team. Pitts, Goedert, Waller, even Evan Ingram to some degree. Njoku, for those wondering, went in the 9th round. I don't mind that value there. Not someone I'm looking to stack, but I don't mind having Njoku on my team. I'm okay to say that.
I'll play him.
I'll say that proudly.
I'll play him a couple times.
You love Njoku.
No, I do.
What we're setting up? An Njoku 2 touchdown hit this year.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind playing Njoku in DFS and stuff like that, but just him giving you a consistent fantasy workload in either in best ball or season long, I just don't see it with that offense. I mean, what Deshaun Watson just looked terrific. So any involvement in that Cleveland passing game, I'm out.
All right,
I'm out, Ryan.
So I'm going to take a gamble on him going to the Panthers. Let's stack C.J. Stroud with Laviska Shenault.
Wait, Isaiah McKenzie is not on the Bills.
No,
I didn't realize
he got cut. There have been reports suggesting he might join Brian Daboll in New York, but they've kind of loaded up their receiver room. So I'm not exactly sure if that's the best situation for him. All right, so my team is Daniel Jones, C.J. Stroud, Sam Howell, Derrick Henry.
Well, and you talked about getting those good quarterbacks this draft, and
I feel better about this quarterback room than anyone I've done so far. David Montgomery, Miles Sanders, interesting, another Panther there. Tyler Algier, Tyler Algier, Samaje Perine. I'm on the clock, pausing that. Oh boy. I'm going to throw another Giants receiver in there.
Oh, Homer.
Yep. Late round Sterling Shepard.
Homer.
Although he almost certainly will miss games. And to continue, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Michael Pittman, Jalen Hyatt, who could be a Daniel Jones stack. Josh Downs, Romeo Dubs, Darius Slayton, Laviska Shenault, Sterling Shepard, T.J. Hockenson, Taysom Hill. Probably need a tight end here to wrap it up. Did Jelani Woods goes? Oh man, he's so good. He's going to be so good this year, Sean. He's going to get us paid in the 2-touchdown market as well. If they continue to give us the 2-touchdown market. I feel like my voice is going away. definitely recommend if you've not tuned, if you aren't a college basketball person and you weren't listening, I definitely would suggest you listen to the, at least the last live show from Vegas.
We were pretty hammered. Well, it was St. Patrick's Day in Las Vegas.
It's just, yeah, like
boys
I said,
completely hitting the wall.
The audio quality might sound bad, but it's just our voices. Sounds like we're just speaking through a sand desert. It really does. It's. But yes, 100%. I would probably check that out if I were you.
Is there any free agent stuff we didn't hit on yet, Ryan?
I have a full list of free agents. Let me just scan through. We talked Jimmy G. Brissett to the Commanders. Does that give you any pause?
No, I mean, again, it's not fantasy move, right? Relevant, I actually would have been fine with the Eagles taking him, but I like Mariota because he's a little bit more mobile. But also, I didn't like the way Mariota ended his time with the team.
Brissett almost confirmed Sam Howell's the guy, though, right?
Oh yeah,
in your mind, yeah. Okay, same with me. I know Heinicke to the Falcons. I think we already touched on that. Baker the Bucks. Is that late round potential stack guy there?
Actually, yeah. You know what? Because I do have some Tampa Bay receivers. Maybe I toss Baker in here.
PJ Walker to the Bears. That's intriguing to me. Justin Fields backup. He's a competitor, you know. No other relevant quarterbacks, I don't think, to talk about. They did bring back Drew Lock to Seattle on a very cheap deal, which I thought was pretty interesting. Running back stuff, we touched on pretty much. Madison backed with the Vikings. I'm not sure if we touched on that. Pretty much every. Oh, James Robinson to the Pats. I don't know if we discussed that when you were talking about Pierre Strong.
No, and he's still available. I don't know. James Robinson, I mean, he's really on the end there.
Jeff Wilson and Raheem Mostert both back with the Dolphins. No real change there. Breida back with the Giants. Justice Hill back with the Ravens as far as fantasy guys. And then, yeah, I know the receiver class has been an interesting Braxton Berrios to the Dolphins. Interesting, could be a gadget guy with McDaniel. Juju to the Patriots. That he's off my board.
The Patriots are an offense that's just tough to get excited about any fantasy, you know.
Lazard to the Jets, not really interested. There's a lot of people to feed over there now. Doolin re-signing with the Colts, that's an interesting move. He's kind of been a guy that fantasy nerds have been looking for him to blow up for a little bit now. And then no one else really, like what you discussed, Robert Woods, Sterling Shepard, Philip Dorsett to the Raiders. Maybe he has a chance to do something in that offense next to Devontae Adams. I'll be on the clock here in one pick. What else do we have? Tight end stuff.
And Andrew Robb. I don't think we really got that into it, but I still think it's Khalil Herbert's job to lose with Deontay Foreman going there. I think he competes, but I still think Herbert's going to be the lead guy in there. I think they like Herbert.
So I got a little deep on this because the Giants had offered him a contract. Let me make my draft pick real quick. I think I need a third tight end. Do I go Albert O and say it was all coaching?
I'd go Dulcich over Albert O.
No, that was the coaching thing.
Oh, okay.
The Hackett was a big Dulcich. Like that off that coaching staff just liked him. Didn't you read that whole thing?
No.
Oh. I went deep on the Foreman thing and because the Giants offered him a contract, his priority was to go somewhere he was going to get reps. So he must believe that he has at least a competition with Herbert. That's what that tells me, to be honest.
Yeah. I think it'll end up being like 60-40, but yeah, certainly.
I'm just saying he chose it over the Giants, for example. It was the same amount of money.
Yeah.
And that tells me that.
Well, also too, if you're him, you think you have a better chance of upstaging Khalil Herbert than Saquon Barkley.
Exactly, precisely what I was saying. Yeah.
All right, my official draft: Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Khalil Herbert, Rashad Penny, AJ Dillon, Elijah Mitchell, Damian Harris, Pierre Strong, Boston Scott. My receivers: Devonta Smith, DeAndre Hopkins, Chris Godwin, Rashad Bateman, Tyler Boyd, Tyquan Thornton. Who again? I said I was out on New England's offense, but he's kind of a fun gadget guy that if he stays healthy, Robert Woods, Devin Duvernay, and Mac Hollins, free agent Mac Hollins, two tight ends, Dallas Goedert, Dallas Goedert, Isaiah Likely.
Sean, it's okay to talk out of both sides of your mouth this early in the season.
Well, he's
we're formulating opinions. It's not going to be we're not going to have the same opinion.
I'm not drafting Matt Collins. Or sorry, not why did I say Matt Collins?
Because
McCorkle.
I need to get
you. It's a baby fucking wheel, man.
I need to get you a Matt Collins fathead. It seems like he might be the new love of your
life. It's pretty awesome.
My team. Daniel Jones, CJ Stroud, Sam Howell, Derrick Henry, David Montgomery, Miles Sanders, Tyler Allgeier, Samaje Perine, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Michael Pittman, Jalen Hyatt, Josh Downs, Romeo Dubs, Darius Slayton, LaVisca Chenault, Sterling Shepard, TJ Hockenson, Taysom Hill, and Albert O. Bang.
Oh my.
And Zeke went in the 12th round.
Well, Ryan, we got to talk about it. Where does Zeke land?
So everything I've read is that it's the Bucks.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would they sign him?
Have you not heard that?
No, I guess it doesn't.
I have.
Obviously, someone's going to sign him.
So I honestly haven't seen him rumored to any other team.
I know. That's why I really have a tough. Buffalo Bills emerge as Zeke's possible destination.
Why would they? They're smart. They wouldn't do that. Where is Zeke from?
I don't know.
Maybe he goes home. I just like serious question. Probably Zeke is favored over Kenny Golladay to be on a team next year. I don't think Kenny Golladay's not going to be on a team next year. He can't play football anymore. That hip injury cooked him.
Matt Lombardo saying the Buffalo Bills are likely to hone in on Elliott.
No, what? I'm out. I'm out on that team.
You can't wear a cutoff belly shirt in Buffalo.
Yeah, what?
It's the weather. It makes sense in Tampa. Guys? All right. Hey, thank you everyone for tuning in. Make sure you
smash
that subscribe button. We'll be talking a little XFL and of course getting back to college basketball for the Sweet 16. And come check out our live show in LA, April 1st at 7:30. And make sure you get in on the Masters Stadium Swim Contest, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golf party over there.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, second the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Darren Waller is going to make the Pro Bowl show.
Kramer, let it ride.